Love the book. It's I Find Your Lack of Faith Disturbing. Mentioned A.D. Jameson would join me on News Radio WTAM 1100. Culture, movies, let's go there. A.D., thanks for the time, first of all.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Star Wars and the Triumph of Geek Culture. I was reading this, making some notes, thinking, I mean, geeks have always been around. There was at one point they just had their pocket protectors and they kind of knew who to sit with at lunch. But then Star Wars comes along and they have a place to go to and be a part of?
Yeah, something like that. I was definitely one of the ones with the pocket protectors sitting alone at the geek table at school myself. So I remember that pretty growing up. I remember that pretty clearly. Yeah.
Culture and relationships. I think it's interesting, though, that's really a part of this, too, though, right?
Writing the book, I was trying to look at how, over the past 40 years in particular, you know, Star Wars has changed and how geek culture has changed and being a geek in culture has changed. I mean, it's night and day, in terms of looking at when I was a kid and today. I mean, the kind of things I was interested in when I was a kid, I'd get beat up if I, you know, tried talking about them with people. And but now, tons of people are front and center in the culture. A lot of this stuff's very mainstream, and you don't really have to hide your enthusiasm for it anymore.
I will admit I go see Star Wars or Marvel. To me, I get my popcorn. I want to go check out for a while. But if you get into a conversation that with somebody who's really into it, you better watch, because they're ready to debate you at times on where these storylines go,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's obsessive for sure. That's a big part of the attraction, I think. You know, in a lot of ways, geeks, they like the same things that everybody else does. I think a lot of people like fantasy, like science fiction. Geeks get really into it. They want it to be really realist and immersive, and they also want to be kind of obsessive about it. The same way I think a lot of people get into sports and memorize a lot of stats and know the team's records. You know, in a lot of ways, these are sports for nerds, right? So it's like part of the attraction with these movies and comics and all that, TV shows like Lord of the Rings, TV shows like Game of Thrones.
Sure.
Is like you can, there's tons of characters memorized, there's tons of events, histories, you don't know what's going to happen next exactly, who's going to live, who's going to die, and that's obsessing, geeking out about it, as people say, and obsessing over that is a large part of the fun of it.
A.D. Jameson.
And sharing it online with everybody else.
Yeah, I want to get to that. A.D. Jameson, the book is I Find Your Lack of Faith Disturbing, Star Wars and the Triumph of Geek Culture. Let's get to the internet, though, because that truly is the way so many of us connect and different areas where you find people that like what you like, and that was a real connection for people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of why geek culture has changed and really become very mainstream, I think, over the past 20 years. You know, Star Wars came out 40 years ago, and a lot of people liked it. Not everybody became obsessed about it. I did, and a couple other people did. But, like, where would you go to kind of share that obsession, especially if you're from a small town? You know, you might not know anybody else who is as into it as you were. I mean, these days, it's totally different. The past 10, 15, 20 years, whatever you're into, you can find other people online. So I think that, in particular, the wider accessibility of the internet is really what's caused geek culture to, you know, come front and center the way it has.
Take me to Hollywood. I mean, and they're going to follow the money. I mean, if they can sell tickets for something, they keep making them. I mean, look up Star Wars. Look up what Marvel is doing. They know they can make money with these big blockbusters, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they hope, that's what they want, more than anything, right? And it's all about money.
As you follow the money, normally. And finally, the brand part of this, geeks are also big ambassadors for what they love, right?
Yeah. One of the things that's also changed in the past, like, 20, 30 years is, you know, Hollywood increasingly wants to make not single movies, but franchises. And franchises they can kind of exploit across a wide variety of different media, different products. And so geek culture lends itself to that, because it's kind of sprawling and endless. But then, yeah, like you said, geeks are, you know, they're not shy about their enthusiasm. So they provide a lot of free advertising, doing podcasts, writing books. they want to promote it and hopefully convert other people into geeks as well, get them just as enthusiastic about it.
Do you think the Avengers and the Rebel Alliance will ever hook up at some point? Are we, if you and I talk 20 years from now, is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, one of the things geeks like to see is they like to see the barriers come down and all the works, you know, join together in a big universe. So, yeah, I would not rule that out.
Good read. Fun stuff. A.D. Jameson, the book is I Find Your Lack of Faith Disturbing, Star Wars and the Triumph of Geek Culture. Good luck with it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.